92.5.
Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
A lot of bad things can happen in the park. Trust me, I'm there all the time.
Pants on.
And there's a lot of bad stuff going on every time that I'm there. And that's why I think Jim messed up his first date with a girl named Rebecca that he wants to call today for a second date update, because he took her on a date to a park and then things got out of control.
Uh-oh.
How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing okay, guys. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, man.
Just to clarify, this isn't a park at like 2 in the morning. This is just a normal midday park experience.
Yeah, just a normal midday meetup in a cute city park, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, see, it still sounds creepy to me, no matter what.
Well, when you meet someone online on Tinder or whatever, sometimes meeting in a public place feels safer and more low-key to get to know somebody before you, go have a drink or hang out or whatever.
Yeah, what a coffee shop, though. Not like, hey, as you said, Tinder. I met you on Tinder. Meet me in the park. I'll be dressed up as a shrub watching you the whole time.
Well, I just dress like a normal person, not like a tree or anything.
That's weird.
All right. Well, that's not what I'm picturing. So anyway, tell us a little bit about the girl that you want to call today. You said in her email that her name is Rebecca.
Yeah, so she was, I got there a little early, mm-hmm. and I saw her coming towards the park, and like she was even cuter in person. And so I was a little nervous, mm-hmm. I'll admit it. But we met up and we talked a little bit. I said, like, do you want to sit down or do you want to walk around and hang out? And we decided to walk around the park. So that's how the date started. We walked around for maybe half an hour, just like, you know, chatting, getting to know each other. And it was really cool.
And you said she was cuter than her pictures. Are you also truthful in your representation?
Yes. I am not one of those people that have like, a Chris Hemsworth photo on my Tinder profile. It's me. I look like my picture. Yeah.
So what'd you guys do while you're walking around the park? Because that sounds really boring.
I mean, they had to have conversation or something.
Yeah.
It was a good conversation. We just, chatted up about hobbies, like what kind of stuff that we're into. And the cool thing about her is she's like a real adrenaline junkie. She's like really into like almost extreme sports, like skydiving and bungee jumping. She talked about all kinds of like free climbing, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is that when you shot in with like, hey, what about having sex in the park in broad daylight?
God.
You like doing crazy things. Let's do something crazy right now, you little adrenaline junkie.
You never know what might work. Maybe next time I'll try that.
Yeah, you should have tried that.
Don't.
So you like the fact that she's a risk taker and likes to do all that kind of stuff. I'm guessing you're into that too.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, I've never done any of those things. I'm more of like a low key, like just like sit by a fire and drink a beer, hang out kind of outdoorsman. But
yeah,
I would be down for it. But I thought it was impressive, like that she's into that and obviously, athletic and sporty. And I thought it was cool.
You weren't intimidated at all by that?
I wasn't intimidated, but it made me feel a little boring. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I couldn't really match her with my experiences. But one thing that I do have going on that I'm pretty proud of that a lot of guys don't is that I'm a pretty good artist. Like, I work sort of semi-professionally doing illustration and stuff.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
And I had some drawings in my bag, and I was like, oh, well, she's into this cool thing, and maybe she would think it would be cool if I showed her some of my art. So that was sort of my, like, try to match her with impressiveness move.
Was she impressed by your art, or did she laugh at it and tell you it was terrible?
No, she didn't laugh at it. I mean, it's hard to tell. It's not like doodling. Like, I went to school, like, I'm a pretty good drawer, and I was showing her a bunch of pencil drawings that I had done that she seemed into, and I was a little nervous. And if you wanted to say, like, is there anything that happened that maybe made the date go a little bit of south, I did. I was like, yeah, like, I really like sketching people. Like, I could sketch you sometime. And she was like, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
did it creep her out, you think?
Well, yeah, because suddenly I was like, oh, my God, she thought I meant, like,
nude.
Figure drawing, like nude sketches, which is not like not what I meant at all. Like, I do these little like 5-minute quick sketches of like people.
Yeah, I feel like if you showed her your stuff and it was pretty good and it wasn't nude drawings, that'd be jumping to a conclusion to be like, this guy's just a pervert and wants to sketch me nude.
I don't know. I mean, I immediately was like, oh no, I didn't mean anything weird by that. Like, you know, you might have seen, like, on TV, nude drawing, but that's not what I was talking about. It would just be, like, it'd take, like, 5 minutes, and we could do it, like, right here in this like, cool place in the park. And
Did she laugh at all? I mean, it sounds like an opportunity to have, like, a good chuckle about an awkward moment.
Yeah, she didn't laugh so much.
Okay.
What did she do when you told her that
she was just like, no, that's cool. That's okay. It's kind of how it went, and I was like, oh, okay, that's awkward.
All right. So is that why you think she's not calling you back, because you offered to sketch her?
I mean, that's the only thing. I thought we sort of hit it off, and you know, we walked around a little bit more after that. And then she was like, oh, I got to go. And I was like, oh, do you want to get a drink? And she was like, no, I have to go. And I was like, it's not, this didn't get weird about the sketching thing, right? And she was like, no, I just have an appointment. And then she left.
That's when you should have whipped out your papers and been like, let me sketch you a drink before you leave. That's a good move, I think.
This is a gin and tonic.
That's not a bad move. I filed that one away.
So she said no to a drink and left. And is that the last thing you've heard from her?
Yeah, I messaged her a couple times. And I thought we hit it off, actually. Like, it was pretty low-key and chill. And I'd love to see her again, but she hasn't gotten back to me.
All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
When you think of the greatest artists the world has ever seen, you think of names like Rembrandt and Picasso and Jim.
Good old Jim.
Sitting in the park, sketching naked women. That's what Jim is known for in the art world.
No.
Am I right, Jim?
That is so not true.
Hey, don't worry, Jim. Look, I would rather look at anything that you've sketched than what other crap Rembrandt and Picasso are doing.
Oh, man, that
you
was
think
crap.
Those guys have a website? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, but I want to correct the record. I do not draw nudes.
Maybe that's
at
the problem.
Not for public consumption.
Okay. Well, I want to see some of your private collection then. I'm really interested in that.
We can talk offline.
All right, cool. Okay.
Only you guys are pervs about nude drawings. What is wrong with you?
Why am I talking about Jim being an artist? Well, we talked about his date that he went on with a girl named Rebecca. He wants to call her right now for a second date update. They met at a park because they met on Tinder and he wanted to meet at a public place. And during their date, he showed her some of the sketches that he does and then offered to sketch her. And that's when she seemed to get kind of weirded out and asked to leave, and she hasn't talked to him since. And that's the only thing you can think of that went wrong.
Yeah, that's the only thing that comes to mind. I thought it went really well, actually.
And you said that she was like an adrenaline junkie. I mean, maybe she was looking for somebody who can do those type of activities with her.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but it's not like I said that I wasn't willing to do that stuff. I mean, I would go bungee jumping or whatever. I would be into that.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Well, I'm going to dial the phone number right now, get her on the phone, and see what went wrong, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. And hey, if you know this doesn't go right for you and she doesn't want to go on a second date, don't worry. I will be your muse.
Mm.
If you need to sketch anybody, Jim, you can sketch me.
No, dude.
I will be your Mona Lisa. Okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Rebecca, please?
This is she.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a morning radio program.
Okay.
Okay. We play a lot of, like, crappy music and then sometimes talk in between that music.
All right.
Okay. Well, not all the music's crappy. Some music's decent. Some's crappy. It's just like music, you know.
It's
like all kinds of stuff. I mean, we play music and we talk sometimes. That's basically what happens.
Is this really a radio show?
Yes, it is.
It's quality, isn't it? It makes you want to listen.
I'm calling you because one of our listeners recently emailed us about you.
What?
Yeah, his name is Jim. He emailed us and wanted us to get a hold of you because you guys went out on a date and now you're not calling him back. And Jim is very curious if he did something wrong.
He really contacted you about our date?
Yeah, he said he liked you a lot and was hoping to go out with you again. We talked to him about your date and he said that you guys met on Tinder and then went to the park and hung out for a little while. And then at a certain point you were just like, well, he told us that he offered to sketch you. And he thinks that might have creeped you out, but he meant it in the most innocent way possible.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. He already did sketch me.
What?
What?
What do
you mean?
I mean, he had several pictures, and they were all in, like, different scenarios, but it was me. Like, the girl was me.
Are you sure it was you, or are you just, like, reading into it?
Oh, my gosh.
No, seriously. I mean, he had a headshot of just a girl. Definitely me. There was a girl riding a bike, a girl crying.
Crying?
And, the creepiest one, there was a girl at a dinner table with a guy, and I was the girl, and he was the guy.
Oh,
wow. And that's the creepiest one. I would think the crying one would be even creepier.
He never said that it was me, but I mean, it looked exactly like me.
Whoa. Did you ask him? I mean, did you confront him?
No, you don't confront someone like that.
Yeah, no. I would have done the same thing. I would have just been like, all right, well, look at that.
Look at the time.
Steve, time flies, huh? And I would have been out of there, too. Are you sure that it was you? Like, no question in your mind.
No question. Yeah, it was definitely me.
Is there any like distinguishable feature that you have?
Yeah, I have freckles, and he drew the freckles on the girl's face and everything. It is creepy.
I thought it was really creepy him asking to sketch him in the first place, and then actually showing you pictures that look like you is way worse.
Oh, come on. Give this guy a break. Like, obviously he's nervous and he didn't go about it the right way, but he's probably just trying to impress you.
In a park?
With sketches of me?
He sounded well-intentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing was just way too creepy for me, and I couldn't handle it.
That's understandable. You know what else is creepy, Rebecca? Jim is actually on the phone listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you right now.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that you thought that was creepy.
Oh, This isn't normal. This is not normal.
Those are not sketches of you. I'm so sorry.
What do you mean they weren't me? They looked exactly like me.
I mean, a lot of those I drew before I even knew you or, like, met you or saw you or anything. I mean, if there's a resemblance, it's totally a coincidence, I swear.
The freckles? What about the freckles?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe, like, I think freckles are cute, and I was drawing a girl with freckles, and then I saw you, and you, maybe, like, you looked like something I had in my head already or whatever, but...
Jim, are you sure you didn't sketch pictures of her before meeting her?
Yeah, be honest.
No, definitely not. I mean, you know, like, you see images, and, like, if I had seen her face, maybe that worked its way into a drawing or whatever, but I swear I was not sitting at home, like, full Silence of the Lambs, like, sketching from your Tinder picture. Like, I swear to you.
Come on, give him, like, the benefit of the doubt here. I think he sounds like a nice guy, and obviously he'd be attracted to you if he was drawing women who kind of looked like you before he even met you.
I don't think I think the same way. This is just too much of a coincidence that we're on our first date, and he shows me pictures, and the girl looks just like me.
Listen, Rebecca, I'm really sorry. Now I feel horrible that you thought that I was some kind of like sketchy, sorry, pun intended, like this guy that was drawing you. I swear that is not what was going on. And I know the radio show thing is a little weird and the whole thing is really weird, but I had a great time with you and I think you're really cool. And I would love to just like reset and like hang out somewhere of your choosing. We can do something. No sketchbooks, like just to hang out. I'm really sorry about this whole thing. It's so weird. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just can't get rid of the image of me looking at myself crying in your picture. I mean, what was I even crying about?
It wasn't you. It's just it's an image. There's no, like, story or context. It's just a random person. It's just, like, a circumstance. There's no story behind it.
Hey, Rebecca, would you like to go out with Jim again? We will pay for a second date.
Oh, give him a second chance.
I don't think so. I'm sure he's busy drawing other girls on Tinder.
Oh my God, are you sure?
Is there any way that he could prove to you that these drawings aren't of you? Maybe you want to see him again? Like, you guys could go out to a restaurant. He could show you the pictures again. You can look at them and maybe dissect them a little more. Maybe it was just in the moment.
So you want me to schedule another date with some random guy that drew pictures of me ahead of time? That's what you want me to do right now?
Oh my God.
You know what? Rebecca, you're right. Never mind. Forget I asked.
Put it that way.
Jim.
Poor Jim.
Jim, I'm sorry you did not get a successful second date.
I knew I should have left the sketchbook at home.
Maybe in the future do that. Leave the sketchbook at home.
There will be a woman out there that appreciates your talents, Jim. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there will be.
Thank you for saying that.
And you're probably drawing her right now.
Brutal. You guys are brutal.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, that guy is a serial killer. Run. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Talking about the second date update. This guy, Jim, wanted to call a girl named Rebecca. He liked her a lot. They went out on a date. She wasn't calling him back. It turns out that Jim is an artist. And during their date, he took out some sketches to show her that he's done. Mm-hmm. Showing off a little bit, right?
Sure.
This is my interest. I like to sketch things.
My word.
She wasn't calling him back because all of the sketches looked like her. And that creeped her out, which I can understand. That's very creepy. Yeah.
I still think it's by chance. I think that he was drawing something in his imagination, and that's why he was attracted to her.
But according to her, it looked exactly like her. And there was one with a woman crying with like a single tear rolling down her cheek. If I was dating somebody and they were like, check out my art, and it was a picture of me crying, I'd be pretty scared too.
It's not like, you know, you're in a coffin or anything.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Famous last words. What can it hurt to go out with this guy again? Remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is just email the show and we will call the person that didn't call you back.